This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Talking Otago with ORC.
Well, the Otago Regional Council, like many all across Aotearoa, are preparing for the arrival of the avian influenza H5N1, or the bird flu as you might have heard it. It's a viral disease that primarily affects birds but can affect marine mammals, companion animals and livestock. Joining me on the line now to talk a little bit more about how ORC is prepping for all this, Robert Wynn, Team Leader of Biosecurity. Robert, thanks for joining us on the Awesome Morning Show.
Hello, how are you going?
Robert, I guess, you know, with a couple of cases still only confirmed in the country, I guess that's good news, but everybody across the country is prepping for what might be considered the inevitable. Just maybe bring us up to date with what the ORC is doing to prepare for bird flu arriving in Otago.
Yeah, so ORC has been working closely with MPI and our local partners such as city and district councils to prepare for any detection of bird flu in Otago. We've been planning our response and making sure that all our communities know what to look out for if they see any sick or dead birds.
So what should people do if they see, and I think the guidance is 3 or more sick or dead birds?
Yes, that's the one. If you see 3 or more sick or dead birds in the same place, don't touch them. Report them to MPI Pest and Disease Hotline on 0800 80 99 66. The quick reporting of any birds will help MPI investigate and respond if needed.
Okay, so it's MPI who's kind of leading this at the moment. Yes. Some people might have a question about whether it's possible for humans to catch the bird flu.
The risk to humans is generally very low, I would say very low. Bird flu mainly only affects birds, and humans' interactions are very rare or infections. So humans should avoid handling or sick or dying birds, though, and follow public health advice.
What about our pets? Can they catch it?
Some animals, including dogs and cats, can become infected if they have close contact with infected birds or carcasses. But pet owners should keep their birds away from sick or dying birds and contact their veterinarian if they have any concerns.
So very much, Robert, kind of relying on us all to be the eyes and ears in relation to this. And you know, we've heard discussion in the media about how many people are reporting sick and injured animals at the moment. There's lots of reports coming in, again, only a few that have been confirmed. So I guess the guidelines here are, you know, 3 or more sick or dead birds. Maybe take some photographs, Robert, and make sure you know exactly what location you're in, and maybe you might be able to drop a pin in your phone for a GPS location too. That's all very helpful when people are going out and checking on your report, I suppose.
Yes, that's the one. MPI, when they do the investigation, they're interested in all that information. So as much information as you can give, the easier that MPI will find it to be able to track down those dead birds and investigate.
Well, I guess from your perspective and your team's perspective, you'll be hoping that there aren't lots of reports and that that in this part of the world we can escape the worst of it. But I suppose the inevitable is that there will be more cases reported, so we can all play our part in that. All right, so check it out through MPI's guidelines, but it's pretty simple, really. Report your sightings, provide as much detail as possible, and don't handle or move birds or dead animals, and report it to that hotline, 0800 809 966. Robert, thanks for you for joining us here on the Awesome Morning Show, and all the best for your continued work.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.